All right, guys, welcome back to Leo Roundtable at leoroundtable.com. Wow, we're talking about this AI technology, and of course, an Arizona court, Maricopa County, I believe, they brought a road rage incident. Our victim got killed by the bad guy who got convicted, and at the sentencing hearing, they use an AI-generated recreation of our victim, giving a victim impact statement at the sentencing hearing. And after that, the judge sentenced the guy to a year more than what the prosecution was asking for, and arguably impacted the judge's decision in sentencing. Jeff Winninger.
You know, I'm just kind of shocked that the judge was willing to go out on a limb and allow something like this. It's not like there's been a slow creep towards this. The courts have been pretty definitive in the fact that, AI at best has an extremely limited purpose in court. It just makes you wonder what the motivation of the judge happens to be. I mean, you know, with this 24-hour news cycle, we're here talking about this, and we're on the second segment of the show still talking about it. So, right. You know, it's clickbait kind of the motivation, and you get a little bit of celebrity as a judge where, you know, he's making a ruling and he's putting aside the reality that there's probably going to be some issues in some type of an appeal relative to the sentencing. But, I don't know. What do you think about that, Darren?
When you spoke to the clickbait, that was the first thing that came to my mind, and the sensationalism that this judge would be held accountable for making a statement in terms of how he was impacted by the AI-generated image. So I genuinely believe that the judge is expecting an appeal on the sentencing, but he feels as if this is going to elevate his status on a national level because this is the first time this has ever been done. So it now puts him in a different place. And this could be a situation where this judge may be looking to retire, and he would be one of these people that people say, wow, I do remember this guy. This was the guy that had the AI generated issue that for the sentencing. So I genuinely believe that this was something that he did for sensationalization more so than something that was a real situation in court.